Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour. And I'm your host and moderator, Grandpa Bill. Welcome. Thank you for joining us at the show today. We're going to do our best to stay to about 45 minutes to an hour. I'm working real hard on trying to abbreviate the overall length of these shows. Moving forward, we'll try to keep them in 30 to 45 minute snippets. It might be an hour here today. Lots and lots of information overall about water in upcoming episodes, which won't be today. I will be talking about the main waterways, our lakes and rivers here, featuring highlights of the Wabanaki tribe on the immediacy and their relationships and trials and tribulations with drinking water and their appreciation of water overall, which will also segue into my continuing support over to give a little fun drive for the Water Hero Project in support of my friend Maida Austin and her book, The Secret Intelligence of Water, her crystallography, and what she's doing with and for the young children of Australia. I'm sorry, New Zealand. Hopefully someday Australia included, but in New Zealand with her own children. And also we'll talk within the confines of today's show a little bit more about my friend and business constituent Seth Wisanski, his book, Fight to Enlight, his fine show here at Anchor Platform. I'm awake, now what? He and Vader's work together over at the Water Consciousness Movement. And we're going to talk about advocacy. We're going to talk about holiday eating and how to eat healthfully. What I'd like to attempt to do before we do that is proudly and humbly so, go through some accolades that I've been able to attain at Spotify as far as listenership for my podcast shows, plural, and on the many platforms that I've been availed the opportunity to now spread since I restarted this show in 2019 in August of. Like to go through some statistical data that I've been fortunate. I've increased my listenership through your great efforts. I've done nothing, just be a harbinger, hopefully, of good information. But my listenership has increased by 200% in the United States. Quite proud of that. I'm in over 23 countries, but I have some semblance of a followership now in 9 countries on a repetitive and continuing basis. Thank you. My own personal big gains have been in my listenership overall, which has increased by 900% in the calendar year, which is about to end here in 28 days. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All of my clients, listeners, goodwill ambassadors, everybody, this is due to you. Thank you. My streams have gone up by 600%. My hours of listenership have gone up by 428%. And my followers have gone up by 200%. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And in all humbleness, it's certainly not because of me or me being silver-throated. Hopefully, it's again my capacity of being a harbinger to put you in touch with these fine individuals. So I've now amassed over 245 episodes up to and including this one today, number 246 and or 7, in this calendar year. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your continued and ongoing support. Really, I could not do it without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for keeping us all company this year. Share the love with your fans on all social media. BA Sales Kennel Kelp CTFO Changing the Future Outcome. Episodes 245, countries with followership 9 and listener increasing by 900% from January 1st till now. Thank you, everybody, and please share the show as well, as we are working on followers and we're approaching 40,000 downloads. We need your help and we appreciate your help. So thank you so much for that. Let's take a sponsor break, and when we come back, we'll dissect all the facets of advocacy. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. BH Sales Holistic Healthcare Hour, Holistic Healing Hour, CTFO Changing the Future Outcome, with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill.
Economies shut down. Health risks around every corner. Unemployment at an all-time high. Yet the clock keeps ticking. Bills pending. And we are more concerned about what tomorrow holds than ever before. But what if we could change our future outcome right now? Change the wealth, the health, and the overall outcome for us and those we love. It just so happens we can. Meet CTFO, one of the fastest growing health and wellness network marketing companies in the world, with over 750,000 signups in just the last 38 months. I mean, hey, a good idea can go viral too. But why this viral phenomenon? It could be their revolutionary and copyrighted compensation plan that actually works. Maybe it's their world-class CBD products that use a patented process to deliver maximum benefits. Or it could just be their unwavering integrity and passion to empower us all to succeed. Succeed in business and succeed in our physical and mental health. But what's the catch? There isn't one. Signing up is free. Save 30% off the retail price of their revolutionary health products. And earn an income while sharing this opportunity with others, all from the comfort of your own home. Shop to save, share to earn. It's that simple. Oh, and did I mention they offer 80 plus groundbreaking health products, all of which come with a 60-day money-back guarantee? While there may be uncertainty in today's world, there are still some things to be sure about, whether looking for a side hustle or a full-time income. CTFO is here to help us succeed in a time when we need it most. Shop to save, share to earn.
Now let's get back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Thanks for joining us. Hey everybody, welcome back to the show, and we'll get started in talking about advocacy, different forms of what it's all about, how it formulates, and my particular outline for my BA Sales Health Meal Bag and Advocacy Program with CTFO. But what I'd like to do first is about a 20-minute outtake. I warm up every day over at my Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans video audio podcast show. Let's do 20 minutes or so there, and then I'll come back with what will be the essence of our last segment for today's show for about an additional 20 minutes, where we'll cover holiday eating, advocacy, and so much more. Join me in about 20 minutes. We'll be right back. Well, hello and good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans Coffee with Grandpa. Welcome to Thursday morning, December the 3rd. Time Lord. It's now approximately 2:47 a.m. East Coast time. And this is my warm-up prelude outline. Our lounge. Hey, how you doing? Joey, friends, if you will. Where I collect my thoughts, mostly a tiny bit self-serving, but hopefully semi-informational for yourselves. This is where I outline what my topics ultimately usually become over at my three podcast shows. And then, of course, this Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans live podcast series. The shows being my Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, which is always about water, everything water. And a recent note talking about my friend Vader Austin and her book, The Secret Intelligence of Water. Her works overall with crystallography, but specifically her work with children in New Zealand for this project that she's entitled the Water Hero Project, where she has a give a little fun drive in her own setup with her own children and herself in the production of this docuseries about water and the education of everything of how Veda does it with crystallography and everything about water, not just its role in sustenance for life. But I also continue to talk about another intuitive author friend, Seth Brzezinski, and promotion of not only his products from Tourmaline Spring and his brother Davey and the family business at Living Nuts as part of my main cross promotion program, but I also promote and have read Seth's book, Fight to Enlighten. I find both of those books, Veda's and Seth's healing tools and such stories in Seth's instance of conquering addiction, being bullied as a child, addict to addict, empath to empath, Pisces to Pisces. Water. So over there at the Healing Hour show a little bit later, I want to talk about not only my advocacy program for all of my products in promotion of helping raise funds that I set up a Give a Little Fund in my name, BH Sales Kettle Kel, and in my granddaughter's name, Ada, because we support the program. We also support Seth and everything that he does. So we're going to talk about advocacy there at my Holistic Health Healing Hour show, where mind, body, and soul, an extension of the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Plan program. But I'm also going to talk over at the CTFO, Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products show, about the business opportunity, with 28 days or whatever it is left of this calendar year now. All the opportunities that are available there, especially for friends that are coming through invite from the Alignable Marketing Network, as well as my CTFO team, fellow CTFOers, interested parties, goodwill ambassadors, all of the above. We'll be talking about the products that are available for the advocacy, that we'll be talking about advocacy in general, overall. A little bit about a flashback way back in the day when I went to college for the first time. I had a child at a young age, had commitments, so I had to leave college, go back, work, go to school. In any event, the first time my major was social welfare, Buck Recruit. I think I was a year out of high school before I went back because I had to garner the funds to pay for my own and education, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, social welfare was my major. So we'll talk a lot, not so much about me and social welfare back in the 70s, but the premise and my disillusioned views at that time, all with good intent, being an empath of not so much how I was going to save the world, but what was being vowed then and had been for decades wasn't necessarily truth and justice in the American way. So in any event, I will talk a little bit at the show about that was my academia first time in social justice and how I got involved in some local community programs. Point being, advocacy, be it formalized, how I learned about it, how I carried over that template as I became a young adult and got into my working career about face, but all tying into the give back and what can we do and how it come from, you know, a less than non-turbulent home background, different reasons and why for why I wanted it to be different. Not so much for sure for myself, but then being a young adult, late teen going in, knowing that when and if I had a child, which was a short 3 years later, that I would want things to be different for them and how moving on from what I learned from an oppressive and all that kind of stuff, which is why I relate to Seth's story so much. And we'll be talking about that there. So that's the Holistic Healing Hour show. We'll be talking about the advocacy. You probably are seeing this tape with a paragraph somewhere is around my head, below, above, or whatever, at the Facebook page, via my own at Bell Sales and or Eaters Animal Products Facebook page, if not both. And I continue to matriculate a library that I'm amassing over at my new platform at the Brighteon platform. There's, I don't know, half a dozen or so films there already, videos, and more of these will matriculate there as well. Gives us a platform to peel back the cover a little tiny bit more, look at things from a little bit different angle. And then, of course, there's the Blog Talk Radio Show, which I've had Axl Rose, Paradise City, take me down to Poltergeist City. The EMFs have been raising havoc with that show for whatever reason. It seems to be destined to. We don't want you to get the Blog Talk Radio Show. I did a whole show about chakras, both human and animal, over there. And continuing to talk about EMFs, not only in my condo association, but EMFs everywhere, and the onset of 5G, the technology, the new phones, and boy, the 5G towers, which are right around the corner, how bad they are for your health. Your health. We'll talk about that. But at the Blog Talk Radio Show, we will get back to Animal Centric. We will revisit talking about Kathy Dunnell, VicCac, in prep for early 2021. Guest appearances on my show, which I'm also paving the way for. Beta Austin will be on the agenda. Seth Brzezinski will be on the agenda. Kathy Dunnell VicCac will be on the agenda. Michael King will be on the show. It's just buttoning up the I's, crossing the T's. He had a lot of personal situations, incurring a fire fanned by an arsonist in his hometown of Ashland, Oregon, not too long ago. And they're recouping quite well. They suffered no personal damage, but the community did. They're regrouping. Michael has to get back up into the mountains to harvest the clays and so forth. Thus is why it's not a fortuitous time for him to be on the show now during the holiday season. All of this ties into, with my scattered brain fog, about holiday eating and how sugars and diet so much contribute to the blues of any holiday season of every year, let alone this one. And in earnest, holiday eating usually begins as early as October and goes right up to and through, includes Valentine's Day. And at the turn of the year, what's everybody's New Year's resolution in most instances? I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to change my lifestyle. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Each year that I've been in business, I'm retired, semi-retired from the kennel kelp business now. I still deal with all these astute individuals through my direct to the manufacturer and all car program, which I'll talk about at the CTFO show, is an extension of our wholesale shopping club. But ever since, at the turn of the years, my clients, and I do a lot of work with Michael King, and Michael King at Vitality Herbs and Clay has his own formal consulting service. So between the two and Michael's many appearances on my show, and we talk a bit, and I'm a client and been a client, I've represented Michael with my own private label products directly, indirectly. It's now relegated in my semi-retirement to the direct to the manufacturer program. But each year I'm asked, as I know Michael is, usually in January, February, and March, the backside or the home stretch of the holiday celebratory eating season. And that's when most clients will avow noticing symptoms shortly after overdoing festive eating. Christmas Eve, holiday, Turkey Day, the festive season, during one or more of the prime holiday celebrations, again, from October 31st, Halloween, up to and including Valentine's Day, most instances, chocolate, 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 sugar, alcohol, nuts, chips, canola oil, and most prepackaged sauces, along with combinations of sweets and fat desserts, the pies, the cakes, the chocolates, all of it, Grammys, whoopie pies, all of that, are prime causes of this decline in health during holiday celebrations. And we talked about it in my archival shows of recent note, and we'll certainly talk about it moving forward. The solution requires many understandings of the beneficial roles of both sugars and fats in the body and how much that one can really need to know, be cognizant of, watching what we eat and being more vigilant. Moderation in all things is central to anything. Business success, life success, eating success, diet. So the remaining answers in the following science about the eating is something we'll really take a deeper look at. And when Michael King does get here, he'll far more eloquently than myself avow on that. Again, remember, I'm not a practitioner, never claimed to be one, never played one on television. I know many. I know many astute individuals, intuitives, authors, company owners. That's my forte. Relationship building, putting people together, putting policies, products, philosophies. That's what I continue to do in 2021. My aspirations are to do that in so much more earnest with continuing to repair this equipment, enhance my studio, and continue to do 3 shows daily, 7 days a week. Hopefully perceived as harbingers of good information and having provocative guests talking about all these holistic healthcare products and substances, such as holiday eating, which over at the shows today, I'll talk specifically about sugar and fat and health problems caused by their excess. We'll revisit specials, what's left of them, on the carryover from Cyber Monday. But remember, at the Wholesale Shopping Club, every day's Black Friday and Cyber Monday because of the wholesale shopping prices. So we'll revisit all of that later at the show's plural. And we'll take a look at insights into keto and weight loss. I want to get to our CTFO keto 14-day program, which I will as well, over the upcoming shows plural. So why it works and how it can become like anything, an out of control time bomb if you over become compensatory. So balance, balance, balance with everything. Alkaline balance, pH balance. Drinking good food and water, and we'll revisit again the breakfasts, the recovery, the ultimate vitamins as part of the recovery that I've talked about, been on camera before, the Super 7 vitamin, the Cellu-V product, the mixture with the tourmaline water, sacred clay capsules, and I would reference you to the archival shows where Michael King's been on the show talking about all of these subjects. Seth Brzezinski and Trina Fowler, America's nurse, for this year alone, as it rapidly is about to close. So we're approaching 20 minutes. I usually like to keep these to 20 minutes. Collect my thoughts, get ready for the day. Wish y'all good luck, good hope, good faith. Stay together, be together, love the one you're with. Help us in our fund drive, be it from your pocketbook if you can, awesome. Donate direct through my program if you find it as an incentive. The advocacy program, which I'll more intricately outline why it's advantageous as an inducement, and it's built in give back by a percentage of your purchases when you let me know that through that said page. Myself and Ada will donate 5% of what you did and how you did it directly in our efforts to support Veda. And we continue to make contributions as family members. BA Sales made a contribution, Ada made a contribution, and my wife Graham made a contribution. And I'll talk a lot more about that as Graham, my wife, being a retired educator, and her appreciation for everything that we do, her retired friends, fellow Facebook followers and what have you, right, when you come through looking for your help on word of mouth too, to spread, and knowing that educators will have a real appreciation at the grassroots levels and ground floor of what Veda is trying to do, not being a formalized teacher, but volunteering her time and bringing what she certainly knows about the history of water, everything about it. So help us in that support. And there's ways to do that. We'll talk more about the sampling program, the CBDA packets at the CTFO show for a dollar. That dollar will go direct to Veda's efforts. I'm doing that through the 31st as well. It'd be a great way to introduce yourself to the business, the product, and then how sampling can earn you money with your own free website by joining the wholesale club. So we're here to help. We're here to change how we do things. It's a healing service first. Thank you for all of you that have supported the Water Consciousness Movement. Kathy Denelvicak, for one. Many CTFOs on my team and in the big family. Thank you. It's a very giving and loving and understanding family. Thank you for your support. And those of you in my legion of Google ambassadors for everything I do, the CTFO, the Alignable Network Marketing, this program, the Water Consciousness, the Family Water Share Program, all of it. Thank you. And always remember that BA Sales, Kennel Kelp, Ada's Animal Products, CTFO, Grandpa Bill, the Grandpa Bill's Grass and Grown Show, all these vendors, suppliers, we all promote good health in all animals, their people, plants, and the planet. Thank you for continuing to join the shows. Thank you for liking them and sharing them. It helps us on the algorithms, especially on social media. Do share us, and many of you are, even if it's not your cup of tea or not now, or it's not in the coffers or whatever. By passing it on, you're an integral part of the overall jigsaw puzzle that healthcare is, holistic healthcare, to give us all the opportunity to have the most efficient, proficient, and effective apothecary healthcare medicine chest for yourself, your animals, your friends, your families, and your business constituents. Bye-bye for now. May God bless. We'll see you throughout the day and the week. Take care, everybody. Love you all.
Okay, that was my outtake a few short hours ago. That's how I warm up every day, and it's how I do my audio video podcast over to Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans. Join me there. Let's get back to the show now with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. We'll take one more quick sponsored break, and upon return, we'll do the final segment of today's show for about another 10 to 15 minute wrap. Thanks for joining us.